Welcome back to Elizabeth on the Fringe. I am Elizabeth, and I'm having a moment to think to myself, and I thought, why not record? So I just finished a workout. Maybe it lasted 10 minutes. I'm not sure. I wasn't paying attention. But I busted such a huge sweat because some of it was high intensity, some of it was more aerobic, and I haven't been consistent with my exercise. So, I stopped when I felt my heart was going to explode. So I'm trying to get back on track with my exercise. But what I found is that I have had periods of consistency with exercise at different stages of my life. I used to dance when I was young, and I danced somewhat professionally. We performed at the local dance theater here in Jamaica, and it was one of the most fun and exciting times of my life, and I miss it. And over the years, I used to swim as well. So I used to swim and play tennis, a little netball here and there. I was terrible at basketball, but I tried. But those were the activities that, well, some of the activities I did when I was a child. And growing up, you know, I fluctuated in terms of health, body and mental wise, like all of us do. But I was thinking to myself, you know, life is a balancing act. There's no point at which you have perfect equilibrium, at least not to my knowledge. And even if there's a semblance or a perception of that, it doesn't last for long. And it's probably not meant to, if it exists. And there was a book I read, I can't remember the name of it right now. Somebody out there probably remembers what it is. But if you look at a ballerina, and she's, I forgot what stance that is, dancer does not remember these things. But she was, you know, when you see a ballerina in her, you know, that tiptoed position where she's standing perfectly still, her arms are gracefully above her head, and she's just perfectly still. And she's leaning off to one side like a palm tree. And people think, oh, yeah, she's perfectly still. No. Her bones and her muscles and her sinew is constantly shifting under the skin to help her to keep that position, right? So life is like that. It's a constant balancing act. And, you know, even the people I look up to have life coaches, putting it out to the universe, looking for a life coach. But aside from that, one of the people I look up to is Daniel Bernstein from We Were What, and she's such a powerhouse of energy and wanting to bring value to people, and I respect that so much. And what I noticed is, I mean, I'm sure she has, I think she mentioned at one point she has a life coach, and you know, she loses a lot of sleep. You know, she does a lot of IG stories where she talks about her life. She includes her audience and her customers, you know, into her home, into her life, into what she does in a day. And I think it's extremely helpful to see somebody's work and, you know, work and private life to an extent, to kind of get an example of not necessarily what to do, but maybe how to handle it, how to go about it, the energy that it takes to go into something, anything, especially when you have a passion for it. I think that's really commendable. And she gives a lot. Philanthropy is big for her. She just came out with a book recently. This is not a fashion story. I haven't purchased it, but I plan to. And, you know, I'm not plugging her, you know, I'm not endorsed by her or anything, but she's just somebody who is just a regular person who got through a lot of obstacles to get to where she is. And I respect that. And I noticed that, especially when it comes to the whole balancing thing, you know, I'm sure, like I said before, she's lost a lot of sleep, but I noticed that she's finding ways and tools to manage her life and her goals, and it's a constant pivoting and balancing act, constant. It's like a circus, you know, somebody's juggling, somebody's breathing fire, somebody, you know, and it's fascinating to watch, especially in this age and in the 21st century. So I wanted to use that to say, you know, it's the act of finding tools that work, and not just finding tools that work, but knowing when to stop using those tools and put them aside. You may pick them up later, you may never use them again, that's up to you. And it's up to what your needs are and your desires as well. So, you know, trying to be on this journey of finding consistency and equilibrium to an extent is part of what it is to be alive. A lot of people get downtrodden by it because some of their pressures are way heavier than some of ours. There was a meme I saw that read, "It's not the weight, it's how you carry it." You know, and I found that to be so true. It's not the weight, it's how you carry it. It's your perspective and so many other factors. But at the same time, you have to know when to let certain things go, things that aren't good for you. Things that aren't good for you. A lot of people make commitments to things that go against their spirit, that go against their soul, whatever that means to you. And it takes away from them in the long run. And even though I'm aware that all of these things are a personal choice, some of us just tell ourselves, oh, well, this is just my cross to bear. I made this commitment, it's my cross to bear, and that's it. And I'm not encouraging anyone to drop their responsibilities and walk away from commitments that they've made in the middle of something. And, you know, but at the same time, this is where discernment comes in. And you're going to find, I think, based on how I'm speaking, I just feel as if there's going to be a lot of recurring themes as I go on with these talks. Some may be by myself, I'm not sure. Some I definitely want to have more people on to get more perspectives and to learn as much as I can. I'm not sure if this is my life's work, I don't know. But this is something I've been thinking about for so many years. I've had so many people come to me and say, you know, you really should think about doing this. And not just this, but also my jewelry and, you know, my art, you know, things like that. And nothing is wrong with doing more than one thing. That's why you have entrepreneurs. But, and, you know, when you even think about parents raising their kids, there's so many things you have to do to balance your life out. And, you know, you feel like you never get there. You know, self-actualization. I'm not sure if it's completely achievable. Maybe it is. I'm hopeful for that. But then I'm not sure self-actualization, what does that mean? Does that mean everything's perfect? I don't think so. But does that mean that you've had a handle on knowing what tools to use to get yourself somewhere? Or to not necessarily get anywhere, but maybe to stand still and learn to be present and in the moment? But that discernment thing, it always comes in, you know, it's never out of the equation. Because I personally made a point to not allow myself to get into circumstances that take away from my soul. I have, right? I have, but I don't recognize it necessarily at the time because I'm thinking, okay, well, I have to work this job. I want, you know, I have this goal. Let me just do this. But what started happening was I started getting very ill. And the doctors couldn't find out what it was. They had no idea. I'd be in and out of hospitals. My lymph nodes would be sticking out of my throat. People would come up to me and be like, are you okay? You know, they could see and feel my lymph nodes sticking out of my throat. And you know, looking into it, I personally feel it was stress. And one of the doctors I went to once had said to me, oh well, you know, if it doesn't go down, we'll just pluck it out. And I was appalled. I was absolutely appalled. I was like, no, I'm not taking anything else out of my body. I've already had a tonsillectomy, which I'm not sure how I feel about that. I've spoken to naturopaths who are like, oh, that's a bad idea. Don't just pluck things out of your body. There are ways to heal yourself. And if you had just maybe gone that route, it would have been better, maybe more expensive. But, you know, it was still a lot of money for the tonsillectomy. So I'm feeling more like I should have gone with a naturopath. But my tonsils, it was a mess. It was a mess. I had gone to my family doctor. He looked down my throat and he was like, yeah, divorce. Divorce. He's like, you and your tonsils, divorce. So, but I know these people mean well. They're trained in us in their field to think and do things a certain way. So I'm not knocking any doctors out there. I have friends who are doctors. Love you. You work so hard. You're amazing at what you do. Okay, so I love you. But I'm just thinking in a philosophical way. And I mean, feel free to agree or disagree. It's fine. But yes, discernment. Finding the tools that work for you, knowing when to drop the ones that don't work, and discernment. But once I realized I was in situations that weren't working for me, that were making me sick due to stress, or, you know, I understand the term that life is not about being happy. I agree with that term. It's not about being happy. However, there are things you can do to minimize betraying your own soul. To me, somebody who gets into circumstances, whether relationships or work or anything, that don't align with their soul, just to punish themselves. A lot of people do these things just to punish themselves. And a lot of that is based in a lack of self-worth. And once, I'm hoping that everyone can find a way to get there. I'm still struggling with these things myself. And it's okay to not be okay. Don't beat upon yourself for not having the guts to do that thing that one time. I'm, again, still struggling with that myself. But the commitments I'm seeing people make to do certain things or to be in certain places and positions and, you know, relationships and all these things. And you know, because you can see it in their eyes, you can, you know, their heads hanging down when they walk. There's maybe a bend in their spine. They are very withdrawn. Like, some people are just naturally quiet. I'm not very talkative unless it's something meaningful. I prefer to have meaningful conversations. I don't necessarily like small talk, but I'll use it as a tool, as an icebreaker. So there is a use for small talk. I'm not a fan of it. However, I tend to be very shy and quiet. So I like small talk to kind of, like I said, icebreaker, get into the convo, you know, pay attention to the person's body language. Do they want to talk to you right now? Are they in a bad mood, or, you know, something like that. So, right. So yes. Commitment to things that defy and betray your inner peace, your inner soul. I'm not talking about Rocky Balboa wanting to be, you know, in the ring fighting, and he's doing this rigorous training and he feels like he wants to give up because he's working so hard for this and he doesn't know if he can really do it or any. That's not what I'm talking about. It's not you wanting a goal and finding it difficult to get there. It's you doing something that you think you're supposed to be doing, but you know deep down that you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You know deep down that you're doing it either because you feel sorry for somebody. You're doing it because you want to punish yourself. You're doing it because your congregation told you to do it. You're doing it because your parents told you to do it. And at some point, I would hope that as adults, we'll stop and think, why am I doing this? Is this okay? Am I leading somebody on who doesn't deserve to be led on? Am I leading myself on? Am I doing something that, even though it's difficult, does it add to my value? Does it add to my soul? Does it Does it add to my spirit? Does it add to my mental health? Does it add to any of that? Am I in something that in the long run is not going to take me anywhere positive? Right? To ask yourself these questions. Introspection is so important. Introspection. I cannot stress it enough. And even when you think you're done, you're not done. And again, that's life. You know, but being on a hamster wheel, again, that betrays my spirit. I just can't. I used to be really good at it. And that's not a compliment. You know, you have to have discernment and knowing to get out of things that aren't healthy. If you have self-worth, you won't stay in things that are not healthy. I have been in situations where I've made commitments and promises and I meant it and I was serious. And when I sat down and thought about it, I was like, no, but now that I have all of this other information, this changes things. You know, observation of a thing changes it. That's quantum physics, I think. I'm not a physicist, by the way. But I have very deep interest in all of these areas because they're all connected. Every single thing to be addressed is connected. And correlation does not equal causation. That's very important to remember. You can have two things being correlated, but one doesn't necessarily cause the other. But there's usually a correlation. So, and you have to know the difference. So on that note, you know, I hope that what I'm saying adds value. I am basically talking to myself right now, but I'm hoping this will add value. And I really hope that this will add to my journey and hopefully somebody else's journey. I love that we're so connected, but yet we're so distant at the same time. There's a double-edged sword to this internet thing. There's a flip side to everything. You know, we know that. I'm not saying anything new. I don't think I'm saying anything new, but I'm in my ramblings and, you know, my thought processes, I'm hoping it can add some nuance and bring, like I said, value and some level of unity. You know, spend time with your pets, spend time with your children, spend time, you know, and again, take time for yourself. I'm somebody who isolates a lot. I self-isolate a lot, and everything has a dark side to it. So you have to know what your moderation ratio is, if that makes any sense. And yeah, take it from there, one step at a time, and take it at your pace. Somebody else's pace isn't your pace. Again, I'm not saying anything you don't know, but we know these things, but we don't necessarily act on them. So this is me trying to find ways to take the ideas and to make them into action. Purposeful action. Purposeful and meaningful action. And I believe that fulfillment will bring happiness without you trying to get it. It's almost as if I felt moments of joy and happiness without even trying to. Maybe just from going outside and watching a sunset, from feeling fulfilled by what I'm doing. That in itself will bring joy and happiness to you naturally without you having to try. And it's not about feeling that way all the time. It's not. Every emotion you have has a good side and a bad side, or a positive, negative, or helpful, non-helpful, however you want to phrase it. I do want to get into that, but I am a little strapped for time. I just wanted to take this time out to talk to you guys, talk to whoever is willing to listen. And I hope you like it. I hope you like it. And if you do, feel free to share and favorite. I have merch. It's on Teespring. I am terrible at sales, but you know, you have to learn to do things. So if I'm not going to be on the hamster wheel, then I have to adapt to something else. And we'll see how that goes as time passes. So yes, I have merch. It's on Teespring. It's Lilux Moon Apparel, and I'll be putting the link in the description below. So feel free to check them out. And I'll see you guys for the next one.